أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحلفون بالله ما قالوا ولقد قالوا كلمة الكفر وكفروا بعد إسلامهم وهموا بما لم ينالوا. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the first part of ayah number 74 of Surah At-Tawbah. The discussion had continued about the various incidents that had taken place at the time of the expedition of Tabuk. One such incident was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day stood up and he gave a khutbah to all those that were present. And in that particular khutbah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam exposed what the munafiqeen had been saying amongst themselves. It seemed apparent that nobody else had any knowledge about it, and it seemed as though Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam the utterances of the munafiqeen. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam began to relate the words of the munafiqeen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam concluded that khutbah and he said that all of this is impure, it is najis, it is not worthy of speaking about, it is not the purity of the tongue, it is not the purity of the heart. And of course then what motivates a person to say such things? When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had completed this khutbah, a person by the name of Jalas ibn Suwaid, he was a munafiq, and he began to say to the people that if we had uttered these words, then we are worse than donkeys. In other words, these are not our utterances. However, there was one sahabi, Sayyidina Amir ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had some glimpses, he had heard some of what the munafiqeen had been saying. So when they came back to Madina Tayyibah, he informed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam that what you said on that day in that khutbah, this is what I also heard these people say. So he confronted this Jalas ibn Suwaid, and again he began to deny what he was saying. He denied what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about the saying and the utterances of the munafiqeen. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no issue with regards to all of this. After Asr, come to the minbar, and Jalas, you will take a qasam that you did not say this. And Amir ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he will take a qasam that he heard what you said, and then we leave the rest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he very happily came to the minbar and he took his qasam that I did not say anything of this sort. None of us had spoken anything. Amir ibn Qais, he then took his qasam that I heard him say whatever the utterances were. After he took his qasam, he lifted his hand and he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I know I am not a liar. However, if only you would reveal something in the kitab to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to unveil all of this. So hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed this verse. They say that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat there for a short while. Before the majlis had dispersed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to recite this ayah. The first time they had ever heard this ayah, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا. They take this qasam in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, مَا قَالُوا, that they had not uttered whatever the utterances were. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly they had uttered kalimatul kufr. They had uttered words of kufr. In other words, these utterances were such that in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this is kalimatul kufr, these are words of kufr. Wa kafaru ba'da islamihim, and then they disbelieved after they professed and they proclaimed the Islam. The profession of Islam, the verbal expression of the Islam, Even after that, they had still made kufr and they said such things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had called kalimatul kufr. Wahammu bima lam yanalu. And they had determined such things that they were not able to achieve. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about another incident also on the expedition of Tabuk that had taken place with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that apparently would seem that it was even worse than the utterances that the munafiqeen had made against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us with the purity of iman, and Allah ta'ala grant us sincerity and ikhlas. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.